Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom lost twice last week to Ferris. That's the nature of this game. You can beat teams at the top of the standings. You can lose the teams with you or below you in the standings. It's kind of the nature of this league this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We're kind of all the same animal. We have to get a little better defensively, but more importantly, we need to get more 5-on-5 offense, and we've been struggling with that as of late. And you can't. I mean, you can't have a dry spell this time of year. And you're always going to have some times of the year where everything goes dry. It happens all the time. But then you got to find ways to win at that particular time. And we're not playing bad hockey in some of these situations, but you put a lot of pressure on yourself and a lot of stress on yourself. Again, if you can't get to three, and for sure you got to get to two. And but if you can get to three, my gosh, it takes a lot of stress off you.
You guys had a 5-6, maybe it was even 7 game power play scoring streak that came to an end. You haven't had a ton of power play chances, though, as of late either. How does that kind of play hand-in-hand with what you just said, too, of, hey, we're struggling 5-on-5. Maybe we need to score more power play goals and get a power play or two.
Yeah, but we've been doing that. That's why I'm talking about 5-on-5 offense. And we never get a ton of power plays, and we never get a ton of penalty kills just because we don't get a lot of penalties typically. And you could be playing the team that has the most penalty minutes in the country, but when they play us, they're not going to have as many just because that's just the way the complexion of the game goes. So I know that, and the biggest thing is that we got to get our 5-on-5 offense going.
It's a saying, there's no time like the present, and then you kind of fill in the blank with the rest of that saying, but 3 weekends of regular season left, no time like the present to figure stuff out, right?
Well, it is what it is. I mean, it's not about trying to figure, it's just about playing and having playing the right way. And getting rewarded for playing the right way. That's all you can ask out of your team, and that's all we're trying to do. It's just, you can't manufacture wins. You got to make sure, again, you just play the right way to put yourself in position to win.
There's also a saying that you don't know what you have till it's gone. Kyle Loft was a guy who you literally could throw out there for half a game, and I think he'd be just fine. You've got experience at the defensive spot this year. But it's not the Kyle Loft-like experience. Can you just explain how one guy's experience like that can change the whole makeup of a D-Corps?
Well, because they're playing 30 minutes, 28 minutes, and then you might have another guy playing 26 minutes. I mean, take a look when we had Rosen and Zamolik. I mean, you play them 26, 25 minutes, you're in good shape those 25, 26 minutes. But at the end of the day, I don't ever talk about that. Like, I haven't once this year talked about – like, I don't do that. It's just not how I operate, and I don't think any coach should operate that. Talk about, well, if we had this guy or that guy, they graduate. They move on. That's, that's just the evolution of sports, college hockey. Is, you know what? We got a good bunch of guys, and they're the guys that we're going to battle with every second of every minute of every game.
More with Coach Cerutori when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. Winter Carnival weekend. It's always maybe a little added liquid courage for their student section this weekend. They get geeked up over this weekend, and rightly so. You've been around college hockey long enough. There's lots of places with traditions like a Winter Carnival-ish weekend. This one's still pretty special for them, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of their tradition. It's part of their history. They've had this since the beginning. And as we all know, Michigan Tech has got just great tradition. They got great history. And, this is a big part of it. This is that weekend where they've got all the ice sculptures and the alumni come back and all that type of thing. And, it's one of these weekends they put on the calendar every year. And, they love it. The community is behind it. And everybody takes part in it.
Once the puck drops, is this any different, though, than any other weekend for your players?
For sure. To us, Winter Carnival is nothing to us. It's for them. It's not for us. It's for them. And to us, it's a league weekend.
It's been a while since you played Tech. What have you noticed about them recently?
It hasn't been that long. We played in the middle of December, so it was less than 2 months ago when we played them. So, they got a good hockey team. They're deep. I like their savvy. I like their puck skills on the blue line. They got some dangerous players. Number 6 is really dangerous. He was dangerous against us, and just take a look at his offense. And Gordon, number 16. They got some guys that you got to really keep an eye on.
what is it in particular about their decor that is kind of the nature of what is Michigan Tech hockey? Because to me, their offense comes from their defensive core and moving pucks and getting up ice fast.
Yeah, a lot of it's that Pietla is really good. He might be the best D in the league, and that helps too. I mean, there's your, you know, you talked about Lofty or Rosie or Will. That's, I mean, Pietla is good. He's I mean, he's a fourth round draft pick. I think he's a draft pick for Pittsburgh. I think he's a fourth rounder, but in his second year in the draft, and you know, he's a handful.
Special teams this time of year wins and loses games. What is it about their power play that concerns you this weekend?
Well, they got one power play, their second unit. I don't know if it's, you know, we have it as their second unit, but they do